Order the Human Relations Commission meeting Thursday, December 11th, 2025, at 7:09 p.m. The city does not tolerate disruptive behavior in our meetings. Sunnyvale prides itself on the rich diversity of our residents. We are committed to creating a culture of belonging where members of our diverse community feel included, safe, and respected. The Human Relations Commission meeting is considered a limited public forum, which means the commission can regulate the time, place, and manner of speech. Speaker comments must be limited to the agenda item being considered by the commission for the consent calendar or public hearing items. Speaker comments during oral communications must be limited to matters within the commission's authority, generally referred to as within the commission's subject matter jurisdiction. If a speaker comments are not related to an agenda item, the presiding officer will rule the speaker out of order. A speaker will not be ruled out of order because of disagreement with the content of their speech. Location and online meeting details are available on the Human Relations Commission agenda. Use the show caption buttons to view captions on Zoom. Comments on matters not on the agenda must be submitted prior to the time I call item for oral communications. Comments on agenda items must be submitted prior to that to the time I close the public hearing on agenda item. Speakers are requested to keep their comments to the time period set for public comments for the agenda item, which will be strictly enforced. Guidelines are posted on the city's website and the Human Relations Commission meeting agenda. Please join me in the salute to the flag. Recording officer, may we please have the roll call?
Chair Zapata, Vice Chair Sakia, Commissioner Camacho,
Present.
Commissioner Charnota,
Present.
Commissioner Landa,
Present.
Commissioner Terry,
Present.
Commissioner Zilkowski.
Present.
We have five commissioners present, with Chair Zapata with an excused absence and Vice Chair Sakia absent. We also have Council Liaison Chang join us remotely, along with staff Connie Virceles also joined remotely. Deputy City Manager.
Thank you. This is now the public's opportunity to address the commission on topics not listed on tonight's agenda. This section is limited to 15 minutes and may be extended or continued after the public hearing slash general business section of the meeting. Individuals may only speak once during oral communication. The Human Relations Commission meeting is a limited public forum, and the commission can regulate the time, place, and manner of speech. Speaker comments during oral communications must be limited to matters within the commission's authority, which is known as the commission's subject matter jurisdiction. If a speaker comments are outside the commission's subject matter jurisdiction, the presiding officer will rule the speaker out of order. This allows the commission to conduct its business in a reasonably effective manner and protect the rights of other speakers. A speaker will not be ruled out of order because of a disagreement with the content of their speech. Please submit a speaker card to the recording officer. Raise your digital hand now or dial *9 on a telephone to indicate you wish to speak. I will call on members of the public participating in person first, followed by remote participants. Speakers will have 3 minutes to speak. Recording officer, do we have any in-person participants wishing to speak on oral communications?
No, we do not.
Does anyone else wish to speak under oral communications before we hear from remote speakers? Because of the nature of remote communication, speakers who are ruled out of order will not be given another chance to speak on this item. Therefore, speakers are warned to limit their comments to subjects that fall within the commission's authority to decide or take action. Recording officer, do we have any remote participants wishing to speak on oral communications?
No, we do not.
I will go ahead and close oral communications.
Recording officer, let's log the arrival of Vice Chair Sakia at 7:15 p.m. Okay, I will go, we stopped at the consent calendar, right? Right before that. So I'm going to go ahead and open public comment on the consent calendar item. So if you would like to speak, please submit a speaker card to the recording officer, raise your digital hand now, or dial star 9 on a telephone if you indicate you to indicate if you wish to speak. Recording officer, do we have anybody in person wishing to speak?
No, Vice Chair, we do not.
Do we have anybody from online, remote?
No, we do not.
All right. I will close and public comment on this, and I will now ask for a motion on my call from my colleagues.
I'll make a motion to approve the meetings from the last minute, the minutes from the last meeting on November
Yes.
13th.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I second the motion.
Thank you. Okay, recording officer, please conduct a roll call vote.
Vice Chair Sakia.
Aye.
Commissioner Camacho.
Present.
Commissioner Camacho.
That's a reason, yes.
Commissioner Charnota.
Yes.
Commissioner Landa?
Yes.
Commissioner Terry?
Yes.
Commissioner Zolkowski?
Yes.
Motion carries 6-0 with Ch Chair Zapata absent.
Okay, thank you very much, recording officer. Let's move on to our next item, which is 25-11-21, which is a discussion and possible recommendation of one priority project idea to the City Council. Is there a staff report?
Yes, there is a staff report, Vice Chair. We have this item from the agenda is a continuation from an item that we had discussed in the November 13 meeting. And due to lack of time and also at the request of the commissioners who wanted to present additional priority project ideas. We and because it was permitted by the city manager that that conversation, that discussion could occur during the December meeting, this is why we're doing it today. So I just want to frame this for this part. One, as Selena said at the beginning, that Deputy City Manager Connie Versalles is joining us today to answer any questions that perhaps I can't answer. And the other part of this is the fact that we do have two items that are that were discussed in prior meetings, not only the November one, but also during the October meeting, which are part of the agenda. That doesn't preclude any of you to present an idea during this meeting. However, what I will say is that because we are in this gray area where there is going to be, we're changing from the priority or the study issues to the one priority project idea, the commission will have to vote in the sense that, or actually move do a motion basically on one idea that is going to go forward to council, and the vote in that case will be unanimously, or basically one idea is the one that is going to be taken to council. So we're not going to be ranking ideas. We're not going to be voting each one of the ideas. It's basically of all the ideas that are going to be discussed today, somebody has to say, I moved for a motion where, I don't know, X, Y, and Z is the motion that this commission is going to present to council. And then somebody seconds that motion, and then there is a vote. And if that doesn't go through, then if there is a second idea, we'll go on to that. But if that second idea is passed, that's the motion, that's the one priority project idea that will go to council. Okay, so are there any questions regarding this?
So it's one or even none.
And exactly. And if the commission cannot agree in one, there is no one idea move to the council.
Fernanda, if I may interject. Good evening, everybody. This is Connie Versalles, Deputy City Manager. And, you know, just to kind of further add to what Fernanda was just representing, you know, some of you may be familiar with the cities, what we used to call the study issue process. And the process before was that the council, members of the public, and traditionally commissions were able to rank study issues. You would come up with an idea, propose the idea to staff. Staff would write a full, what we call it, a study issue paper that talked about what the topic was, what potential budget impact may be, what staff resources may be needed for that item. And then towards the end of the year, around this time, the commission would look at all of those study issues and then rank them, but you would forward all of those to the city council. As you can imagine, based on how many commissions the city has, the city council was tasked with ranking all of those study issues that commissions would put forward. And what ended up being is that at times the city council would have to rank, you know, over 50 study issues sometimes. And what that really led to is that it led to some of those study issues not even having an opportunity to be considered, because you'd have to compete with all of those studies issues. So this year, the city council staff, you know, led an effort, and city council just approved this new process where it said that the commissions were limited to providing one idea. Submitting one idea for city council consideration. And as Fernanda said, that one idea needs to come from the commission as a whole. So the commission does need to recommend one idea that they want to move forward. Or I think the vice chair also mentioned, or if there's no ideas, that you don't, it's not a requirement that each commission submit an idea to the city council. It is really up to what the commission wants council to consider. I also will add the caveat that it does not, if the commission votes and there's a majority recommendation to move forward one item to the city council, it doesn't also prevent you from, as a member of the public, when council is considering the the council priorities, you can come and speak in support of you know, items, or still you know, ask council to consider whatever topic you may want to, but just know that also the city council is limited as to how many items they can propose. So I hope maybe that just kind of gives it a little bit more clarity. And obviously, Fernanda and I are both here, as she said, to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Connie. Thank you, Deputy City Manager, for your summary of the process. And I will open up the conversation for the commissioners. I also just, as part of the agenda, we have those two possible recommendations of priority project ideas that are part of the agenda. I'm just going to read them. Addressing the surge of Jew hatred in Sunnyvale, a call for a community-centered study on safety and inclusion, and amend policy manual to include religious observances as excuse absences. So are there any other priority project ideas that the commissioners would like to share with the commission?
Okay, let's open it up to our commissions. I know we talked about a few ideas last time. Did you want to talk about yours?
I think we pushed it to next year.
Oh yeah, okay. Commissioner Camacho, did you have one that you had wanted? And I know Chair Zapata had one too.
La última vez yo hice una propuesta sobre el tema. Digamos que tengo una presentación como que explica mejor la justificación sobre la idea. Recuerdo la idea, la propuesta, que es que se cree una política pública de apoyo cultural para que las comunidades que no tienen tanto desarrollo comunitario puedan iniciar o puedan ejercer actividades culturales. Hago esta propuesta porque las comunidades más vulnerables quisieran participar de sus costumbres y mantener su tradición, pero pues empezar de la nada les queda un poco más difícil que algunas comunidades que ya tienen asentamientos de varios años acá en la ciudad. Entonces, por ello es mi propuesta.
Thank you, Commissioner Camacho. Are there any questions for Commissioner Camacho or ideas to build on what she just said? Are there any other ideas?
If I may, I hope this doesn't come off wrong, but I don't feel strongly about any of our ideas that we've come up with, that they are valuable enough to consume the time and resources from the city and from the council. I feel like we could, you know, if I look at a resource like the city council has a lot of higher priorities than what we have come up with. And I hope that over the next year, I'm new to this. Hopefully over the next year, we can get stronger ideas that are more valuable and more impactful to the community and respect the city council's time and your time and a little bit more. I hope that came off okay.
I got it. Thank you.
If I may add, I know that Paulina, Commissioner Zapata had a proposal. I suggested to Commissioner Zapata that since she is not here because she has an excuse absence, if she could communicate, I don't know if she shared the idea with you, Nanuka, or with you, Claudia, perhaps to present it. I think that Paulina was going to send you a message. No? Okay. Because I don't think I can't share that proposal.
Would you like us to call her recess and then I can call her really quick? Because this is our only time to talk about this, right? Because it's agendized.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, okay. It seems like Claudia got the...
ella dice, la propuesta de la comisionada Zapata es permitir que las personas sin ciudadanía puedan votar por los trustees del distrito escolar.
Okay.
Okay, great. Yes.
Chair, if
Yes, please. Co Was that Connie? You
yeah,
asked it.
I apologize,
Oh, you were
Chair,
saying
if I
that.
just may, just and I apologize. It's hard for me to see, but one of the council member that had the comment about the cultural resources and having some members showcase their cultural activities. I just want to maybe and Fernanda can add a little bit more background, but one of the things that the city will be embarking, and I think Fernanda has been providing updates at your regular meetings, is where the city is going to do a equity a community assessment with an equity lens. And so I think that might also identify some gaps. And using that community assessment, we can also look at sort of what cultural gaps or what the city might be lacking in. It may identify some of those ideas as part of that effort when we do our community engagement. And that may be able to be addressed as part of that report. So that's one thing. And then in regards to the proposal that I was suggested for voting, allowing residents to vote on school districts. That's something that would be, just more of a requirement, because you do have to vote. It would have to be more of a state change. And we have some legal, we have some legislative actions, recommendations that we can work with our, if that topic comes up at the state legislative that we can support. Or we can also, take that as an offline topic and make sure that when we meet with our state representatives, this is something that has been expressed as an interest. So I just want to make sure that, we also share that while maybe these ideas may not be recommended to council, from staff's perspective, we can work with you to see how we might be able to incorporate it either with an existing policy that's already within the city or any type of action that we may be able to take in regards to advocating for certain legislative action at the state or county level.
Thank you, Connie. I think that's a great point, especially well, both of them, but making notes. I'm making notes here about the cultural gap as part of perhaps the, and I will speak about that later. The informational interviews that Meg is going to have with the different groups that we have selected and that I'll be sharing with you, but that is part of. Part of the interviews that are going to be happening between now and January. So, thank you.
Connie, can I ask you to clarify what you last said about Chair Zapata's idea? The change would have to happen at the state level. Is that what you were saying?
I believe so, because the candidates, and I see Councilmember Chang raised her hand, so maybe she can provide some clarification.
Yeah, I'm not sure that it has to be at the, sorry for my voice, at the state level, but it does have to go to the ballot, so it would be
Yes.
a more complicated process.
Thank you for clarifying, Councilmember Chang. That's what I wanted to clarify, that it's not, within just this the city action. It would have to go be placed on the ballot, and it's a very involved process, because the council member the council would have to take that on, and again, it's competing priorities, right? This year the city council has a charter review committee, and so they're going to be exploring putting some potentially putting some amendments on the ballot for a vote, in that there's cost involved, so it takes a little bit more analysis than just a simple idea bringing to the council maybe at the at the end of the year. But that's something that, again, we can explore. How if there's an interest on advocating for something like this, that's something that staff can take comments and note on this.
Could the idea be to study how we would do it in Sunnyvale? Because San Francisco and Oakland did it. I don't know how they did it, but they have successfully implemented it.
Again, you'd have to take it to the voters. So you'd have to put a ballot initiative. You'd have to time it with the election, because doing special elections for a single topic like this would be cost prohibitive from the city's perspective. So if it's an idea that you want to explore further, I'm sure I'd be happy to sit down with you and kind of explore the topic a little bit more if we need to be, or if you want a formal presentation. Staff would need a little bit more time to research the topic to ensure that we have the appropriate subject matter experts, and be able to present that information back to the committee.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Connie. I know in the past I had this conversation with the city clerk, and definitely there is a lot of nuances in this topic. And I think the idea of bringing kind of like an answer to the commission, something that I can work with the deputy city manager as well with the city clerk, could be a presentation for the future in the commission, so we all understand how the process work. But I understand it's not as simple as, having a proposal or a change in the charter from the city. It involves the register of voters. It really involves the county offices. So it's not just like something that the city can take on, not only because of we depend on other jurisdiction as well, but also the cost is pretty, it will be taken by Sunnyvale. It's not something that it will be shared by all the other cities that are part of the same jurisdiction. But we can work something for to be a little bit more as specific and concrete with the answer.
Okay, thank you. Any comments or questions from anybody else on this discussion? And Chair Zapata was also saying, and I agree with this, that something like this would allow people to be more involved in their kids' education regardless of their legal status. And we know that Sunnyvale has a lot of immigrants here of varying legal status as well. So I do think this is something worth looking into.
Vice Chair, if I could, chime in. If this is a topic, again, it requires a little bit of research from staff. So if this is a topic that the commission wants to hear back from staff, it would take some time to agendize and again ensure that the appropriate subject matter experts on this are available when that meeting comes. So staff would need some lead time, if that is the direction of the commission to bring back this item. So it may not be readily available for us to come back next month. Again, it just re really would depend on who's available, and we would need some time to just research the topic a little bit more.
Thank you. Would that then mean, Fernanda, that we would modify the work plan that we have to put that on the agenda too? Because I remember we discussed like the presentations that we had for the upcoming year. Is that what would mean then that we need to put it in there?
Not necessarily. It's just that it's an item that it was discussed in one of the meetings, and at the request of the commission, will be agendized for a future meeting.
Okay.
So, I think it's a great idea. I believe in it. But I have some fears, and our current climate, if we sent out, we are a government agency, right? And we send out a form to people and saying, "Hey, guess what? You get to vote." If I were a member of that community, I might, with our current political climate and things going on with ICE, I might be afraid. And that might be a, unintended consequence of doing something like this, especially right now, is we'd be sending maybe a shockwave of fear through the community of, oh, the government's trying to identify us and by getting us to vote. Not saying that would happen, but that is something that I would be cautious about.
I can see that. Should we close discussion on this one first until we have it agendized in the future? Apparently, I can make that decision. So I'm going to make that decision. So we can have move on to other things where we can actually make decisions right now. Are there any other comments or questions on from us on this part? Because then I'm going to open for a public hearing or public comment. Public hearing. Yeah. Nothing. Okay. I will go ahead and open public hearing on this specific item again, which is the discussion and possible recommendation of one priority project idea to the City Council. Please submit a speaker card to the recording officer. Raise your digital hand now or dial *9 on the phone to indicate you wish to speak. I'll call on people in person first and then remote. Recording officer, do we have anybody in person?
Yes, Vice Chair, we do. Gabriel, you if you can please proceed to the lectern.
Thank you, and you will have 3 minutes to speak.
Hi. Oh, is this? Oh, it's on? Okay, cool. Hi, I'm Gabriel. Of the project ideas that you're considering to recommend to the City Council, I think the obvious choice is addressing the surge of Jew hatred in Sunnyvale. While I understand the desire to include religious observances as excused absences, if we have to choose only one idea with this new project process, then we ought to choose the one that will help Sunnyvale residents in general, and specifically Jewish Sunnyvale residents like myself, over internal government matters, as important as they may be for the folks who participate in city government. Similarly, I think that a community development initiative is a great idea, but if we have to choose only one, I don't think it's the most urgent. It's also unclear that the city has the legal authority to change citizenship requirements for voting in those sorts of education-related races. Relevantly, a similar measure on the 2024 ballot to relax citizenship requirements for other forms of civic participation unfortunately failed by quite a large margin to pass. So I think there would need to be more outreach to the community to make sure that if we're going to be relaxing citizenship requirements for these sorts of races, for I assume it would be like school board races and similar, that this A, this is what the community wants, and B, that build consensus, get people on board with the idea, so that we can get which will take time, and I don't think can be resolved just in this meeting, unfortunately. Though I do think it's broadly a good idea. And one last note, the. Hate to say this, but the idea that it's not worth the city council's time, so we should just let anti-Semitism run fester unchecked, I think is kind of offensive. I know you didn't intend it that way, but it does. And I know you say I don't want this to come off badly, and I get the point, but I do think that this is important and worthy of the council's time. As we saw in previous commission meetings, anti-Semitism remains a pervasive evil here in Sunnyvale. And I won't rehash the stuff that we covered previously. You folks saw that. The commission and the city council have a unique opportunity here to combat rising hatred and discrimination, and to help our neighbors tremendously. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anybody else want to speak on this in person? No. Can I just ask for a process question here, recording officer? We finish all the public comments first before we bring it back to discussion, right? Okay, so thank you, Gabriel. Do we have any remote participants?
No, Vice Chair, we do not.
Okay, I will now close the public hearing. I'm going to open this for a little bit of discussion, then we're going to go into a motion. Any questions or comments?
Well, I am so happy that you came to speak. I am also in agreement that we do have this great idea that we have for possible recommendations, and also would love to have us make one of these ideas push through instead of having none this meeting along. So I'm really happy to get this going so we can get some conversation happening. And thank you so much, and happy to hear more about what you all think.
Yes.
On that note, given the feedback we've received from the public, and the light that's been shed on it, I would like to support the I can't remember the exact title, but the addressing the surge of Jew hatred in Sunnyvale. I agree with my colleague's point that we want to make sure that the idea we're bringing is worthwhile, and I think this would be a good one.
I do recall an hour, maybe it was two discussions ago, when we talked about this and other studies that I think, Fernanda, you had mentioned that this would be included in the equity assessment too. Are we still feeling confident that that is true? I mean, that that's still accurate.
That's okay. Yes, that was one of the discussions that we had a few meetings ago when Commissioner Rosenfeld was still here. And the idea of having a community needs assessment is to address issues that the community feel that they're important to be addressed. For example, the topic that Claudia brought up is something that definitely should come up in some of the conversations that we are going to be having with specific groups, but also we have other opportunities where community meetings are going to be set up, where these topics of conversation, these issues that are kind of like in the mind of our residents that could present some fear or anxiety or things that perhaps are not being addressed. That's the whole point of the community needs assessment. So the fact that these things are coming up to this forum, this commission, we also have had other members of the community speak in council. Those are things that are have been raised to the point that we are definitely aware of it. And we're just going to make sure that they are highlighted, and I wouldn't say address in the sense that we're going to give a solution, but is they're going to have a space to be discussed, to be placed into the results of the community needs assessment, or at least into the discussions that are coming out from these meetings.
Thank you. Any other questions, clarifications?
More of a clarification question. From this community needs assessment, is there going to be some kind of cohesive plan as to how to combat these issues that come up? In this case, addressing anti-Semitism, but obviously there will be others. Will that kind of come about from this? The reason I ask is I would assume that bringing this to City Council would hopefully create some kind of action plan.
Yes, great question. The point of a community needs assessment is not only to look at what are the gaps, what are the areas that the city needs to look a little bit more on, in detail, but also to provide us with a path, right? It could be an action plan. It could be added to our strategic planning that the city council already is working on. So it will be aligned with those strategic priorities. Because everything that we're doing in the office of the city manager is our goal is to make sure that they are aligned, right? So the community needs assessment and the consulting firm that we're working with is well aware of what our priorities are. And one of those priorities is the welcoming community, which is creating the space for Sunnyvale to be a welcoming community. And with that, we have some indicators, and I share that probably in October with you of how we were kind of like defining those indicators, and we're still in the process of defining those indicators. But part of that is that those indicators are going to be aligned with our priorities, and there is going to be the discussion and the creation of our roadmap on how do we get to address some of the issues that are going to be presented there. So it could be that is more community engagement from the minoritized communities that we have in Sunnyvale. It could be that is something about language access. It could be that we become a more inclusive community to religious organizations. It could be that is a more robust educational campaign about, even the presentation that we had last month about Alzheimer's. All these health indicators that could actually be part of the result that they will be taking into account for a future roadmap.
So on that note, and I apologize that this is repetitive, but it sounds like there would be some overlap between the community needs assessment and voting for this item. How much overlap? Is it not worthwhile? I don't want to put it that way, but would it be double the work on the part of the city to, bring this to the city council as well as do the community needs assessment? I want to make sure we're threading that needle that everyone is being, supported.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. I can tell the future, but I would say that it could be, it could be an overlap that we do have a very active Jewish community in Sunnyvale, so I can definitely see them participating in some of these conversations. So, and I actually wouldn't doubt that they will be participating because we will be sending emails to our 2,300 folks that are part of our HRC plus email list plus other folks that are going to be in other email lists where when we have these community meetings. So I'm sure that they will be participating. So, but again, I can't predict the future. I'm only going to go back, or I'm going to go with the data that I've seen, which is their attendance to meetings such as this or council. So that will be my opinion on this. It could, but obviously, because we are part of this process, I am aware, deputy city manager is aware, people in the OCM, like city manager's office, is aware. So it's not something that we're not going to look at. It's not something that we're going to be overlooking.
And Fernanda, this is Connie Versalis again. If I may just also add, just to give you some context and framing, right? This is an idea that you would be recommending to council. It doesn't necessarily mean that it might be ranked high enough for council for staff to be working on this item. So the community assessment is a project. It's been funded. It's already starting, and that its staff is going to be working a lot on that on that effort next year. And so if the HRC moves forward with this item too, the only other caveat I would say is that, this whole list would be put together to council, and staff may look at it and make a recommendation, right? That maybe we even wait on potentially even if council wants us to study this item, we may wait to see what happens, what are the results from the community assessment survey to really understand what those gaps are and to get some of those data sets that we would be looking for to help us make some, either recommendations on policy or operations. I hope that clarifies a little bit more.
It did. Thank you.
Fernanda, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I would definitely support making sure that this is included in that community assessment so that we can capture the data so that the city can, analyze the data to see where we need to put resources forward. But it sounds like the community assessment is going to give us that data if it's there. Yeah.
Fernanda, do you remember the last time when we talked about this? I had asked the question of how will we make sure that the data we're getting is representative? I used the analogy of balls, like we have a giant bin of balls, or some blue, red, yellow, green, and we have to make sure that the data we end up pulling out of that bin actually matches the same proportions or representation of the colors in that bin. Because even if we got 1,000 responses, but we only pulled out all 1,000 red balls, that data set is actually not representative of all the people in our community. Do you remember that conversation? And you said you were going to ask the consultants how they were going to make sure about that.
Yes, I
Okay.
do remember that conversation, and I have not been able to have that conversation with the consultants. It's part of what we're going to be doing in the next few weeks, finalizing some of the questions, finalizing the key indicators, and also having a more in-depth conversation with the firm that is going to be doing the survey, that part of the survey. I also want to remind you that in February we have a presentation from MIG. So these are great questions for all of them as well, because they will give you kind of like the nitty-gritty of how the research is being done. And but I could have something for you for the January meeting, in case you want a little bit more. It's just I was off on vacation, so just came back this week. Going back
February
another
is
time.
fine because they're already going to be presenting, right?
Yes, they will be presenting.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Commissioner Camacho.
Acerca de lo que acaba de decir la comisionada Nuca, en mi experiencia como líder comunitaria y como madre participativa en las actividades escolares, puedo recomendar que un buen foco de investigación podría ser en las escuelas, ya que allí prioritariamente los niños son los que primero reciben las situaciones que se viven dentro de la casa. Ahí se puede, o sea, digo que puede ser un excelente foco porque, como les digo, como participante que soy de estas actividades, uno ahí se entera de todas las necesidades familiares, sociales, económicas y sobre salud que tienen los estudiantes y sus familias.
Are you saying, Commissioner Camacho, we want to make sure that's included in the community needs assessment, like putting a focus in schools? Did my translation catch up?
Sí, es una recomendación que doy porque, repito nuevamente, está prácticamente una buena cuota de la comunidad en cuanto a investigación y resultados, precisamente en las escuelas.
So we sh you should make sure to bring that up when they present in February.
I'm just going to add that when we go, we are on item 25, 11, 23. I'll address that point, Commissioner Camacho.
Thank you. The other thing I also hear in what you're saying, Fernanda, about the community needs assessment is that I think we need to encourage communities to participate. Like I imagine Gabriel working with the Jewish community, say, hey guys, take the surveys, show up to the discussions so that our voices are represented. I do think that is something that we should encourage, like as commission members with all the different community groups that we have relationships with.
Yes, and that is part of what we are working with the consultants in getting the not only the sample size or the names of the organizations, the names of the folks that are going to be interviewed for these focus groups or community meetings, but also, and that's the part that I don't have the details, is the how that sample of the community is going to be determined. But as I said last time, this firm has worked with large cities, medium-sized cities. They have worked with, specific areas that communities wanted to address. So they know how to target their populations as well as to focus on the areas that they want to research. They work with Los Angeles, the metropolitan area, but also they work with a smaller, not as smaller in size, but in smaller communities in Los Angeles, addressing issues of race, equity, things like that. They have worked with cities in the East Bay as well, that are similar in size to Sunnyvale. So we went through a very thorough process when we selected this firm to make sure that they were going to be working with us. And they have been very responsive in anything and everything that we have kind of like thrown at them. And so I'm just going to say it's not, I'm not going to say that we did a great job on selecting it, but I'm fairly confident that this is a good firm that is looking at the equity issues that we presented when we did the RFP.
Thank you. So we've had some fair discussion on the first proposed one about addressing Jew hatred, the third one on community support, and then the fourth one on people without citizenship being able to vote for school districts. We haven't had any discussion on allowing religious observance days. I forgot the exact language, but religious observances. I was right.
Yeah,
Okay,
if
as excused
amend the
absences.
policy manual to include religious observances
Yeah.
as excused absences. Thank you.
We
Yeah.
haven't had discussion on this yet. Questions, thoughts on this?
My question would be, I would assume this is going to be for citywide. This is for all commissions. Is that correct? It wouldn't just be. Okay.
And not just commissions, right? For city staff too. No, just for commissions?
No, for commissions.
Only for commissions. Okay.
For me, I
Just wanted to kind of give you a little bit of background of why this is coming up. Every year at the end of the year, like today, we're going to be discussing the code of ethics and conduct for elected and appointed officials and opportunities to recommend changes to the city council. I believe that there was, and I'm now thinking if I'm completely right or wrong in this, but anyway, it came out from one of the conversations that it was not something that it was addressed in the code of ethics, and Commissioner Rosenfeld felt that it was important to also add that to the code of ethics and conduct. So that's how it came about. My understanding is that the council has been thinking about it and discussing it, but again, it came from this commission as a proposal because of we felt that it was, or the commissioner felt that it was not inclusive to not have that as one of the excuses. I feel as equity manager, I feel that it is an equitable thing to actually include those as excuse absences. So it's more of at this point, and I don't know if council member is still here and could shed some light on that, but it is a good proposal, I think, I believe.
I just want to clarify. So it was for Council Policy 7.2.19, Boards and Commissions. It was to amend this policy here under. Under the attendance section and to include it under the absences is due to one of the following. So to include it here.
Thank you for bringing that up in a flash, Selena. That was
Thank you,
helpful.
Selena. Yes.
Questions, comments on this?
Again, I don't know if it's a good use of city resources to push this up. I think we've already identified it. I think the right people probably are already thinking about it, and I think the next time this document's reviewed, it will maybe make it in there. I don't know. I don't know if we should push it up.
Is that so, Fernanda? Like now that it's been flagged?
We have Council Liaison Chang with her hand up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see you.
Okay.
Sorry.
We had a study session a couple weeks back where we discussed what, we are going to have. I think it was a subcommittee, correct me if I'm wrong, Deputy City Manager, but to look at how to improve the boards and commissions process, and this might come up as one of the items as that subcommittee's formed to look at it next year.
I heard a might come up there, Council Member Chang. So that means we can attend those meetings in our personal capacity to say please and make sure this gets included.
The discussion was a lot more about the potential for commissioners to be able to participate remotely with the new state changes, as I am participating right now, but commissioners cannot participate remotely. So that was one of the main topics that was discussed, but it wasn't limited to any specific topics. It was just that night of the conversation was more focused on that, and then the direction for that subcommittee later.
And Vice Chair, I think if your question was if you could participate in those subcommittee the meetings, obviously yes, I'm sure council is part of the process. Those committees will be looking for public input, so you can definitely provide this input. And I think I don't want to put Council Member Chang on the spot, but I think she's heard this conversation, and she can definitely also carry that message forward to the rest of the committees and her colleagues.
I'll just say, I think it's also not just about making it an excusable absence in the sense like it is an acknowledgement of somebody's religious observances. I also think it's a good awareness building signaling because not everybody knows all the religious observances of all the religions. So I feel like, oh, Fernanda's not here today. Why is that? Or oh, sorry, not you, commissioners only. Sorry, okay. Commissioner Terry's not here today. I wonder why that is. So then we learn about that too. I just want to make that extra, another plug for that.
Absolutely. And Vice Chair, if I could also just chime in, and I apologize, Fernanda, if you were, had your hand up ready to speak, but it's also, we could also, the commission has the opportunity to address some of these holidays when you set your calendar, as the commission can set their calendar far in advance. And I do understand that some holidays, you may not know when that date is, but you could make those adjustments when you do set the calendar, ensure that, as the commission, those members, if it's a religious holiday that is falls on a regular cadence, you can definitely adjust your meeting calendar, and staff would do everything that we can to work with you to make those adjustments.
Thank you. I actually didn't know that we could do that. So thank you. Any other commentary on this? Okay, I will now ask for a motion from the group.
I'll make a motion to not put forth any priority projects.
Thank you, Commissioner Terry. Is there a second? Go ahead, Selena.
If we don't have a second, the motion would fail due to a lack of second.
And then what would happen? Then we need another motion, right? I would actually second that motion. And then we can call a vote on that, right? Okay, let's call a vote on this first motion.
Okay, so just to clarify, we have Commissioner Terry making the motion to not put put forward any priority project ideas, and Vice Chair Sakia seconding that motion.
Yes.
Chair Zapata, Vice Chair Sakia,
Yes.
Commissioner Camacho,
No.
Commissioner Charnota,
Abstain.
Commissioner Landa,
No.
Commissioner Terry,
Yes.
Commissioner Zilkowski.
No.
Motion fails 3-2 with Chair Zapata absent and Chair Chanota abstaining.
Thank you. I'm going to ask for another motion now from my colleagues.
I would like to put forward a motion to approve the addressing the shortage of youth hatred in Sanibel call for community center study on safety and inclusion.
Is there a second?
Motion fails due to lack of second.
Okay, we do another motion? Do we just keep going? Here.
There is no one priority project idea. So, yes.
So to repeat what you said, if there is no motion, there will be no priority project idea. Yeah.
Tengo la duda de la moción que ahorita expusieron porque ahí parece que fueran dos ideas, lo del odio, el tema de odio y sobre el estudio de, sobre inclusión. ¿Los dos hacen parte de un mismo proyecto o son dos cosas diferentes? Porque no tengo mucho entendimiento en esta propuesta.
See, yes, and I'm going to be looking at the translation to see if it's translating. Okay, so it is one proposal is basically addressing the surge of youth hate in Sunnyvale, and the answer for that is that they want to do a community center study on safety and inclusion that addresses that particular issue. But you hate. So it's not saying you hate, it's saying like basically anti-Semitism. So the study, what the proposal is to do a study, a community center study that addresses this issue in Sunnyvale. And that's why we were saying that the other study that we are already conducting, it will include that part. Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm sorry, was the question what were the two motions that were put forward?
She was confused as if the first one, the first bullet was two. Just because he had, it was fairly long, and it was like one, it was addressing the search, and the other one was like, let's do a study. And so I was just saying, no, it's just the study to address the search.
I'll ask for another final motion, perhaps, from my colleagues. Okay, this hasn't happened to me before. I don't know where to go from here. Do we just move to the next agenda item?
Yes, Vice
Lack
Chair.
of, okay, so we have not had any further motions with regards to agenda item 25-11-21. So we're going to move forward to the next one, which is 25-11-22, the annual review of city code ethics and conduct for elected and appointed officials, and the opportunity to recommend changes to the city council. Is there a staff report?
Not necessarily. I think that you all got the code of ethics as part of the agenda. I hope that you all had time to read it, time to peruse the different articles, and if there are any things that you think should be recommended that are either not addressed in the code of ethics and conduct. That is kind of like why we have this agenda item here, because those recommendations will go to City Council.
Thank you. I will now ask for questions from my colleagues. Is this where we also give our recommendations? So not just questions, we can also have discussion, right? Okay, so questions and comments on this. I can start us off. I didn't note which section this is. So, Selena, you might have to control F this one, the representation of private interests. It says, in keeping with the role as stewards of the public interest, members of council shall not appear on behalf of the private interests of third parties. Number section 12, this one. Shall not appear on behalf of the private interests of third parties before the council or any board, commission, or proceeding of the city, nor shall members of boards and commissions appear before their own bodies. Does this mean that we cannot share information that's associated with private organizations that we're involved with? I just wanted to make sure I understood that correctly, because like I think of like Chair Zapata, when she talks about some of the programs that SCS is doing.
So number 12, representation of private interest in keeping with the role of stewards of the public interest, members of council shall not appear on behalf of private interests of third parties before the council or any board, commission, or proceeding of the city, nor shall members of the boards and commissions appear before their own bodies or before the council on behalf of the private interest in of third parties of matters related to the subject matter jurisdiction of their bodies. And you bring up the example of Paulina and Commissioner Zapata in this case. And I'm probably going to defer to Council Member Cheng on this, just for clarification, just because in my mind, it will be if she or any of the commissioners were advocating on third parties, and when it says private interests, I don't know if it's referring to private as separate from public. And in the cases that we have had presentations here related, for example, to Commissioner Zapata, is more of like a nonprofit that is aligned with the role of what the city is providing, which is services to the community. So I'm not sure if it falls into that category, but I will say if, let's say, one of the commissioners was the owner of like private, or not a private, but like auto shop, and the council, the commissioner came here to present on behalf of the interests of this body shop and requested something from this commission. That will be my interpretation of this private interest, in the sense that you're benefiting, you're putting yourself as a member of a public entity, and using that name, prestige, rank to influence other commissioners to favor you in economically or, I don't know, other or otherwise, as part of that benefit for your own, for your own benefit.
Yeah, I would also add kind of on the ethics side, if you are of the board of a nonprofit, and let's say you're advocating for a council priority to drive, I don't know, $2 million or certain, you know, priority or funding amount, it's more kind of that conflict that would arise, not so much about sharing information about programs or something like that.
Thank you.
Okay, got it. That makes sense to me. I wonder if there needs to be a clarification of that phrasing. Or maybe I'm the only person who interpreted it that way, because I didn't want to discourage that kind of information sharing was where I was going with that. Like, it is helpful to hear from commissioners about Chair Zapata about those things.
Yeah, I will say when one of the reasons that you're all being members of the commission is because you're not only who you are and represent, but also because of the community ties that you have, right, to the, or the ties that you have to the community. So if you are part of a nonprofit that is supporting folks with disabilities, obviously we want to have you here. If you are part of an organization that is supporting recent immigrants or veterans or what have you, right? If you bring a representation or if you bring invite that organization to speak here, that is not going to be seen as a, you know, you're benefiting it on your own, you know, self from that presentation. It's different if, like Councilmember Chang said, you are advocating for some sort of like budget allocation that goes to that nonprofit. But I feel that that's the whole point of being a commissioner, that you, if you have ties to the community, by all means, bring them here. It definitely is different if you're looking, that's why I was just thinking more of a private business that is benefiting from something that the commission does. Let's say we do have the an API festival or a Hispanic festival, and then just to say, well, I'm not going to give names, but let's say one commissioner has a whole catering business, and we are providing funds for this, and the only caterer that we are giving the money to, it will be that commissioner's catering business. That I will see it as a conflict of interest, because we are we're not being transparent as far as like who is getting the money on that.
Thank you. What other questions and comments? I'll keep going with my list if there's no others. My other one, if Selena, you can control F this one, is the independence of boards and commissions. It says, because of the value of the independent advice of boards and commissions to the public decision-making process, members of council shall refrain from using their position to unduly influence the deliberations or actions of the board and commission proceedings. I think the word unduly, I just want to make sure this is different from when we're consulting with Councilmember Chang to say, what is City Council talking about? What has already been discussed? Because I feel like that does inform and influence our thinking. So we're asking her questions to understand what is happening at City Council. And I worry that this is preclude that from happening.
Vice Chair, just to confirm, it's
that item one, 15. Section 50, okay. Or item 15. I don't know what the right terminology is. Item 15. Did my question make sense? So this says that members of the council cannot influence our deliberations as a commission. But when we do get information from Council Member Chang, and even actually from Connie, of what is being planned or discussed already by City Council, it does influence our decision making.
So I think the main word being unduly is if I was giving you direction on which of the priorities I think you should pick tonight, something like that, where I'm trying to influence your discussion and I'm more just informational rather than me pressuring or providing kind of overbearing influence.
That's what I wanted to clarify because I was going to say those answers are helpful to us.
Yeah, I think it has to be very, again, telling you what to do versus giving you the information for you to reach your decision, or interjecting and saying, you should vote this way, or you shouldn't vote this way, or this is what you should do. It has to be pretty clear. The role of the council liaison is here to provide some clarity and provide additional background for some of the topics. The same, as Fernanda, as your staff liaison, she's there to answer the questions that you may not have access to seeing, on the day-to-day operation and the minutiae and the detail that's our job, right? It's for us to provide you for the information to make your decisions.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. Commissioner Terry, I think I cut you off.
No, you're good. I'm good. I was just going to say that, yeah, they're providing us facts, and yeah, you guys covered it.
I'm going to keep going. My other question or comment is in the member statement section. Sana, if you could scroll to that, please. There we go, the model of excellence. I actually want to propose that the statement, which is currently 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth, which is keep the common good as my highest purpose and focus on achieving constructive solutions for the public benefits. I actually think that should be the very first bullet point because I think as a commission or a board, a city council, that is our number one purpose, is to make good decisions for the public. So that's one comment I wanted to make on that. And then the second one that I wanted to reorder. So for me, it's just a reordering because I think ordering also signals intentions. The other one that I wanted to talk about was conduct the third bullet point, conduct my personal and public affairs with honesty, integrity, fairness, and respect for others, to just make that the second one because I think that encompasses all the other bullet points, which talk about respect and civility repeatedly. So those are my two thoughts on that one. And then I wanted to propose two other things to include in our member statement as being a model of excellence. One would be soliciting or centering the perspectives of those who will be affected by decisions or recommendations. I think that's a different way of respecting people and recognizing their worth versus just saying we will treat others with respect. And then this other thought I had on that one is adding another line on committing to be prepared and informed so that we can make worthwhile contributions to our boards and commissions. I think that is being a model of excellence. So those are my comments.
Vice Chair Sakia, if I may, are you making a motion to amend the code of ethics?
Yeah, do I need to break those up into three different motions? I'm sorry, f actually four, because I had four comments. But before I move the motion, are the
For comments as the order of bullet point 5, bullet point 3, plus the addition of the centering and the committing.
Yeah.
And Okay.
Should those
Also
all be separate?
before we do a motion, we
Let's
will
have a
need to
discussion.
open up for
Public
public hearing.
hearings.
But
Public
we'll
hearing.
also have a discussion first as a commission. To what I just said, and then we'll open up for public questions or comments.
Actually, could you repeat
Okay.
the centering and the phrases that you enunciated? Thank you.
And I'm not gonna be very particular about the language. I'm just gonna say more about the intent. So, soliciting or centering the perspectives of those who will be affected by the decisions or recommendations. I don't know, I didn't wordsmith that.
But I think that that's part of the motion,
Oh
the
no.
wording. Yes.
Okay. We have to get that part down too. Okay.
I think that is fine, what you said.
Okay.
Just repeat it so everybody can actually hear it.
Soliciting or centering the perspectives of those who will be affected by decisions and recommendations. And then the other one that I said is committing to be prepared and informed so that we can make worthwhile contributions. Or maybe it will just be prepared and informed, because everything here is already a commitment. So be prepared and informed so that we can make worthwhile contributions. Any questions or comments?
I want a clarification on the first one you mentioned for soliciting. That one, I just wanted to know if this was something that we'll have to do in advance when we have a topic that is planned for meeting, and then bring them, like, will this be more of a soliciting process happening privately, or will it be better to just bring people here? How will that look like in your vision? Like, I love it. I just want to get a better idea.
I had multiple ways of thinking about that. So one is we, as Fernanda said, we do represent different aspects of the community, and even those that we are not, we might not be part of that specific community, we can still understand where that community is, and we can advocate for them, even if we're not part of the community, and center their needs, their perspectives in the discussion also. I wanted to call it out some behaviors that we're conscious of it when we're having discussions. And I also think as commission members, we could be soliciting outside and also here.
Good.
All of the above, Commissioner Landa.
Let's go on. Let's go one by one.
Public hearing first.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Okay.
So I will open public hearing on this specific item. Please submit a speaker card to the recording officer. Raise your digital hand now or dial *9 on the telephone to indicate you wish to speak. Do we have anybody in person wishing to speak on this?
No, Vice Chair, we do not.
Anybody remote?
No, we do not.
Okay, I will then bring us, ask my colleagues for a motion. So I'll make the first motion. I motion to reorder the member statement to have keeping the common good as the first and having conducting my personal and public affairs with honesty, integrity, fairness as second, and then everything else can just follow in that same order. Can I do that? Can I combine two motions that way? I mean, two topics, or should I separate those?
I feel that they should be separated.
Okay. I motion to have keeping the common good as my highest purpose and focus on achieving constructive solutions for the public benefit as the very first commitment.
I second that motion.
Recording officer, please conduct a vote. Oh, wait, Council Member Chang has her hand up. Do we do that now? Do we do the vote first?
We will go ahead and allow Council Liaison Chang.
Deputy City Manager, can you clarify? I think this would be a suggestion instead of an actual motion to amend. I think this has to go to the City Council level because it's.
For all boards and commissions. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Fernanda, were you going to jump in?
No.
Yeah, I would say it would be just a suggestion.
Okay, I amend my motion. I move to propose a reordering. Is that more accurate? Okay, I see nodding. I move to propose a reordering to have keep the common good, so on and so forth, as the first commitment.
I second that motion.
Now we can have a vote, recording officer.
Chair Zapata, Vice Chair Sakia,
Yes.
Commissioner Camacho,
No.
Commissioner Trinoda?
Yes.
Commissioner Landa?
Yes.
Commissioner Terry?
Yes.
And Commissioner Zolkowski?
Yes.
Okay, so the motion carries 5-1 with Commissioner Camacho voting no and Chair Zapata absent.
Thank you. I'll make my second motion now just to make this easier for everybody because I doubt everybody remembered what I said. I move to propose moving the current third bullet point to be the second commitment, which is conducting my personal and public affairs with honesty, integrity, fairness, and respect for others. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, recording officer. We can now conduct a vote.
Chair Zapata? Vice Chair Sakia?
Yes.
Commissioner Camacho?
No.
Commissioner Trinoda?
Yes.
Commissioner Landa?
Yes.
Commissioner Terry?
Yes.
And Commissioner Zolkowski?
Yes.
Okay, so motion carries 5-1 with Commissioner Camacho voting no and Chair Zapata absent.
Thank you. I will make now a third motion. So I move to add centering the perspectives of those who will be affected by decisions and recommendations as a commitment. Is there a second?
I second that motion.
Thank you, recording officer. Are you ready for a vote?
Give me just 1 minute.
I saw you writing. That's why I asked.
Just to confirm, we had Commissioner Landa seconding the motion.
Correct.
And can we just restate the motion?
I move to propose the addition of the commitment of centering the perspectives of those who will be affected by decisions and recommendations. Can I modify that a little bit, Selena? Centering the perspectives of those who will be most affected by decisions and recommendations.
And since the motion was amended, we will need that to be seconded.
Okay.
I second that motion.
Now we can do our vote, please, recording officer.
Commissioner Zolkowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Landa?
Yes.
Vice Chair Sakia?
Yes.
Commissioner Trinoda?
Yes.
Commissioner Camacho?
Yes.
And Commissioner Terry?
Yes.
Motion carries 6-0 with Chair Zapata absent.
Thank you. And my last motion, I move to propose to add the commitment to be prepared and informed so that we can make worthwhile contributions. Is there a second to that motion?
I second that motion.
Recording officer, are we ready for a vote?
Yes, we are. Commissioner Zolkowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Landa?
Yes.
Vice Chair Sakia?
Yes.
Commissioner Chernota?
Yes.
Commissioner Camacho?
Yes.
And Commissioner Terry?
Yes.
Okay, so motion, the motion carries 6-0 with Chair Zapata absent.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on to the next item, which is...
If I may?
Yes, please, Commissioner Terry.
I would like to discuss the last one and maybe make a motion on it. Treat all people with whom I come in contact in a way I wish to be treated. I think we should treat people how we know they want to be treated. You know, if I'm someone who celebrates Christmas and I'm running around saying Merry Christmas to people who don't celebrate Christmas, I'm treating them like I want to be treated, not necessarily how they want to be treated. So I think I'd like to make a motion. I would like to make a motion, and I propose we change the wording from I to they. So treat all people with whom I come in contact with in a way they wish to be treated.
Is there a second to that motion? I was trying to think, did he phrase it as I move to propose to amend? Did you say that, Commissioner Terry?
I can say that.
Okay, because we have to get that language right.
I move to propose a change from treat all people with whom I come in contact with in a way I wish to be treated to treat all people with whom I come in contact in a way they wish to be treated.
Thank you. Is there a second to that motion?
¿Puedo hacer una pregunta antes de hacer la votación?
Yes.
Okay. Desde mi perspectiva, se supone que se habla a nivel del trato, pero en el tema del respeto. Sería incluir la palabra respeto y no tomar así como tan personal el tema de cómo quiero ser tratado, porque se supone que el ser tratado, tratar como quiero que me traten, quiere decir solo respeto. La palabra respeto es en el tema universal de tener un comportamiento y lenguaje respetuoso. Personalmente, celebro ciertas fiestas y no por ello a todas las personas les doy la felicitación, porque si dentro de mi respeto está que no hay cierta confianza para ello, no lo hago. Entonces, por eso hago la pregunta si es para clarificar que diga solo respeto o que se aclare que no sea tan personal.
Fernanda, I don't know if the translation did a good job.
No, I think the translation I was reading, I'm also a little bit confused with Commissioner Camacho inquiry. I think Commissioner Camacho, if are you talking about in the limited sense of what respect is supposed to mean, or because in this item it says treat all people with whom I come in contact in the way they wish to be treated. So when you talk about respect, I guess if you could elaborate a little bit more on what exactly is your question about.
El comisionado Terry hace el ejemplo de sobre la Navidad. Se supone que este tipo de situaciones de celebraciones o por ello se hacen por respeto cuando hay un poco más de confianza. Porque por respeto, pues uno con todas las personas tiene ciertos límites de confianza. Entonces, mi pregunta es si es que es dejar más, más claro sobre qué temas debe llegar ese respeto, porque por sentido común, el tema de tratar y ser tratado es respetar los límites de confianza que uno tenga con las personas. Si yo sé que estoy tratándome con una persona de otra cultura, es obvio que por respeto no la voy a incluir dentro de las celebraciones de mi cultura.
Okay, and I read the translation. I think that is accurate to what Commissioner Camacho wants to say. So I don't know if you want to address that.
So I'm not necessarily, I mean, the holiday was just an example of treating people how we know they want to be treated. If tomorrow I came in and I wanted to change my pronouns, you would treat me, you would treat me and call me how I wanted to be called, right? If I go around treating everyone like the way that I want to be treated, I'm not going to be, I guess, honoring who you are, right? And I want to honor who you are and treat you how you want to be treated, opposed to how I necessarily want to be treated. I could probably come up with a better example.
I just want to add that on the translation, when you say holiday, it was translated as vacation. So holiday is más como una fiesta de Navidad, una fiesta de religiosa, ¿no? But did you understand? ¿Entendiste?
Okay, we had a pause in that motion. Are there any questions or comments further on that one? Is there a second to? Oh, sorry, go ahead, Commissioner Camacho.
No, ya la era esa aclaración y ya.
Perfect. So, is there a second to Commissioner Terry's original motion, which was to propose to modify the last bullet point to say, treat all people with whom I come in contact in the way they wish to be treated instead of I wish to be treated. Is there a second to that motion?
Motion fails due
No,
to.
I was going to say I'll second it. I was just trying to give other people a chance. Okay.
My apologies,
Apparently.
Vice Chair Sakia.
Okay, get on it. Wake up, is what Selena is saying. Yes. So now, recording officer, we can call a vote for this motion.
Commissioner Terry?
Yes.
Commissioner Camacho?
Yes.
Commissioner Chernota?
Yes.
Vice Chair Sakia?
Yes.
Commissioner Landa?
Yes.
And Commissioner Zelkowski?
Yes.
Motion carries 6-0 with Chair Zapata absent.
Wonderful, thank you. Let's move to now the next agenda item, which is 25-11-23, the community needs assessment update. Is there a staff report?
Yes, there is a short staff report on the community needs assessment, and I just wanted to address some of the questions that we had or you had in the first item of the public hearings agenda, which was related to the groups of folks that were going to be including in our focus groups. And so we narrowed down to we're going to have six groups, and out of those six groups, we have different areas that are going to be addressed. So, in one of them, as council member, I mean, Commissioner Camacho was expressing that it's important for us to actually get to have conversations with parents and the students and the school districts. So one area is one of the focus groups is going to be addressing education and folks that are connected to education. So we have the Fremont High School District groups like Los Padres y las Madres, the Asian American Parent Groups, the Sunnyvale Equity Education, and the School District Foundation. So members from those organizations are going to form one focus group, and they are going to be part of that process. Another focus group that we have is kind of like the community. So neighborhood associations are going to be invited. So representatives from the over 20 neighborhood associations that are in Sunnyvale will be present. That doesn't necessarily mean that 20 people are going to be in that focus group, but the invitation will be open for them to join. And again, we're working with the consulting firm to get those dates on the calendar according to everyone's availability. Another group is kind of like in the area of economic development, businesses. So the Chamber of Commerce, the Sunnyvale Downtown Association, the Moffett Park Business Group are going to be invited, or representatives from those groups will be invited. In the area of nonprofits and community organizations that are supporting, serving the community are Livable Sunnyvale, Sunnyvale Community Services, Rotary, and as part of the Sunnyvale Community Services, the Promotoras will be part of it as well. We also have a focus group that is looking into employees of Sunnyvale. So that is another group that includes people from leadership as well as our equity team and people that are working with the community as well. And the last one is, and this is kind of like the perspective from commissioners that are part of other commissions. So we will invite chairs and vice chairs of the 10 different commissions and boards that we have in Sunnyvale to participate as well, to bring their perspective to this process. So that's that. We are also, and so we're in the process of building the invitation, kind of having those conversations with representatives from these groups, and the meetings will be happening between, as I said before, between now, well, actually next week and in January as well. Part of the process includes the community conversations, and for those, we'll be working with communications with different offices in Sunnyvale. So our director from Library and Recreation Services that has really strong ties to the community will be part of that process. Folks that are working in community development will be also part in helping us to construct the, you know, the, or not construct, but basically determine where those invitations are going to go. And so the more we have, as I said before, we don't have dates for those yet, but the as soon as we start kind of creating the content, the dates, the locations, we'll be working with communications to get that out in the public. So we will be asking you to promote some of those meetings as well with your, because these are going to be open to the public, right? So we'll be working on like numbers of folks that are going to be, like there is going to be obviously some sort of capacity and all that will be shared with you via email if something happens in between now and our next meeting, which is in January, I think it's January 11th. And or in the process thereafter. So that's kind of like where we are right now with the equity needs assessment, the community needs assessment. And at the same time, we are looking ahead as far as I said before, the community indicators, the indicators that we are going to narrow down, which still we're in very close, I will say like 90% on those. indicators that are going to be used for not only for this one, but in future iterations of these community needs assessment could change. So not necessarily if like a health indicator, let's say for now, health and wellness is very important for the city of Sunnyvale. And under that indicator, there are several different items. Let's say that in 4 years or 3 years that we decide to do this again, then let's say wellness is not at the top, but it's probably in the, it's kind of towards the bottom. So it's something else like, I don't know, AI and, technological changes is another part of the community indicator that will be part of that. So it's not that it's stagnant or static. It can change. So more to come as we evolve in the in the definition of all these pieces.
Thank you. I will now ask for questions and comments from my colleagues. Fernanda, what is the difference between a focus group and a community conversation?
A focus group is more about, like I said, these focus groups are going to be like gathered by some sort of theme that they have in common. So everybody that is part of like the school district or that deals with school issues or with students is going to be in a focus group. So the focus will be on education, how education is being address or what are the common themes that educators, parents, community organizations that are formed by parents are seeing the services and the livelihood in Sunnyvale. Another one, the other focus group is going to be in business. So we're going to be talking to the Chamber of Commerce. Right. So they're going to be looking at big business, small business, the health of, the economic development of the city. Another one is going to be nonprofits. So that's the difference between a community meeting where basically we're going to have different people that probably represent different interests. So it could be a parent that is a small business owner and is also somebody who is a recent immigrant, for example. So in these conversations, the way that the conversation is going to be, it might be that people will have, I don't know, posters where they will write what are the things or what are the topics that are more important, and then they will go out with like a small stickers, and they will kind of like rank different things for importance, right? So it's going to be a little bit more broad in the sense that it could catch things that maybe those focus groups did not address because they were so focused on their area that having this community conversation could be much more spread out, not as deep, but at least will give us like, oh, there is an issue here with like, I don't know, water collection, and there are communities that really are big on collecting water because they have a community garden and da 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 da. I don't know if it's relevant, but I'm just giving you an example that is not being addressed in a focus group.
Okay, thank you. So that sounds like that's open to everybody who will can sign up and make it to that session, right?
Yes.
How many of those are we host or will this community needs assessment host?
I don't have the, I don't have it right in front of me, but I, sorry, but I think that is going to be around 2 to 4. I will have to double check.
Okay. And is the way that we're going to analyze any survey data, are you going to align it then to how the focus groups are segmented? Or is the plan to do it through different demographic lens, perhaps?
Say that again.
So I'm assuming we're not the only listening is not, sorry, let me rephrase that. My understanding is the listening is not going to be limited to focus groups and community conversations. There will be other mechanisms like surveys.
Yes.
Will the way the surveys be analyzed be through the same segmentation that has been defined by the focus groups? Or are you looking at additional segments like people of a certain age, people of certain legal status?
Yes, a lot of the data that we're collecting or is part of this assessment is coming from the census. It's also
Okay.
coming from the community, the American, what is the name of this? The community survey, something, I forgot the actual name. But there is quite enough data from the census and from the survey that is done every other year, and that Sunnyvale has been part of for a while. So we have good sets of data that we can use and kind of slice and dice and extrapolate as well as compare with the focus groups, with the data that we collect from that as well as from the survey. So obviously the survey is not going to be the same size of the census, right? But it's going to be, and I think that we were discussing that before, and we will have a more in detail description of what that survey is going to look like. But it's going to be a representation of the community. So, to answer your question, and I think the way I feel I can answer your question is that yes, and bring that again when we have the consultants coming to present.
Okay. Yes, Commissioner Camacho.
Tengo una inquietud. ¿Cuál es el grupo o comunidad que está representando a las personas sin hogar?
Good question. As part of the group that we have for Sunnyvale, we have the director of the unhoused folks here in Sunnyvale. So it's the Office of Homelessness in Sunnyvale will be part of the conversations that or the focus group that we're going to have with the consultants. Thank you for that. Yeah.
Fernanda, how did they pick the focus groups? Like this segmentation?
I think it was we actually in the committee that we have with the consultant and with my office, the office of the city manager, the office of the Library and Recreation Services, from our experiences and from our interaction with the community, these are the most salient groups that are that could represent the population of or the interest and the experiences of people in Sunnyvale. It was also in a conversation with the consultant firm that usually between 3 to 5 focus groups are it depends on the area or the city or the county or the institution that you're trying to assess. It's kind of like a good number to determine what's a focus group. Obviously, if we had unlimited resources and we could have 11 focus groups, we could segment even more in a smaller parts some of these. So we could say, okay, we're just going to be meeting only with, I don't know, just to give an example, we're just going to meet with small businesses, as a focus group because, we have 30,000 businesses here in Sunnyvale, and we could segment it to like larger businesses. But we are also being fiscally aware of the limitations that we have with this. So six focus groups is what I think can give us a good view of the community and for the needs that we have, as well as for the budget that we have. Is that where you're going with
Well,
with
no,
the
that
question?
answers my question. Like we only are limited to six because of budget.
As well,
I was
yeah.
asking like how the six were determined as these are the priority
Yeah, and
focus
then that's what
area.
I said. It's basically experience from, the work that the deputy city manager has had over 20 years here in the city, extensive experience working with the business community, extensive experience working with the development community. Deputy City Manager also has experience working with in issues of homelessness and construction development. We also have the Director of the Library Recreation Sciences that has worked with the community over the last 10 years, creating spaces for immigrant communities, for more access to different sources of information, different languages. She's also working with, the areas that address recreation, which is a large part of what Sunnyvale does. And you also have people like me that is looking at, and, I mean, working, or I work in education for like the last 20 years in my previous job, but also in the last 3 years, I've been, as well as the person that is the director of LRS, has worked on education. So I think those are the areas that we want to highlight. And when we sat down and discussed, we felt that, and also by the guidance that we got from the consultant firm, those are kind of like the areas, the focus group that we thought could give us a good idea of where we are at.
I'm surprised we don't have a focus group around religious groups, like religious institutions. And one of the things we talked about earlier is the addressing the hatred against Jews. I don't know if that will surface in the community conversations. I'm saying, could we have that as one of the focus groups? The other focus group that I'm surprised we don't have is one around healthcare. Given the intersectionality of that with all the other social determinants, I think maybe something around healthcare providers. Because I think when I think of healthcare, also that will impact members of the LGBTQ community, people who are older, people who are homebound, who don't have access to transportation. I want to, I guess, float that to the rest of the commission to say, those are my thoughts around the focus groups. If I had to pick to remove some, I would remove the employees of Sunnyvale. Not that they're not important, but I think there are other internal mechanisms to do that listening. And if the city of Sunnyvale is hiring an external consultant, let's focus on the outreach with parties outside of the government, like religious institutions or religious groups. I also had the thought around social organizations, but I didn't quite know how to like group them. And maybe they would fall under nonprofits. So those are just my comments.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Vice Chair. I think those are good comments. Definitely something that we can take back and have a conversation with a Deputy City Manager, as well as the Director of LRS and our consultant. I feel that those are good points. The religious organizations that we have here in Sunnyvale may be more focused on us, on that as part of a focus group instead of a community. And then the healthcare providers or folks that are working in healthcare. Healthcare is, since Sunnyvale doesn't provide any healthcare services, that's why it probably was not kind of like not a particular organization that we can work with. It's more like a countywide. We go for health services more at the, Seneca County level. But those are good points to also bring up, and maybe we can create something that address those areas as well. Thank you.
Thank you. The other thought that I had is around the community conversations. It sounds like they're going to be happening in person, and I worry about the people who A, don't have ways to get there or don't have the schedule to be able to participate, like it might be during working hours. I just want to make sure we are able to cast that net as wide as possible.
Yeah, we're definitely working on how accessibility is one of our points. So I know that some of these focus groups are going to be online. So it's going to be a lot more flexible instead of you having to come to City Hall. And same thing
But
with the
that presumes
community.
that they have internet access, that they have a
Right.
computer at home. That's what I mean. It's like it's already self-selecting certain populations out. Like Claudia brought up the people who are unhoused. We're counting on the nonprofits to represent them. But I know some community needs assessment. They will actually go out into the field to go where the people are rather than having the people come to us. I think there's also value in seeing the different groups in their natural milieu. I don't know if that will translate in the translation. I hope it does. Yes, it did. Like to see, because it's one thing for people to describe their experience, it's another thing to observe it, because people are notoriously bad at self-reporting. So I just think there's might be value in going to where our people are. Versus having them come to these sessions.
Yeah, that's also a good point. I know that we had done a survey of folks who are unhoused, and that would be a point of conversation with our director of that area. Thank you. Anything else? These are all good comments.
Not for me, but from anybody else. Okay, I will now open public hearing on this specific item. Please submit a speaker card to the recording officer. Raise your digital hand now or dial star 9 on the telephone to indicate you wish to speak. Commissioner Zolkowski, did I cut you off? No.
No.
Okay, good. I will call first on members of the public participating in person. Recording officer, do we have anybody who wish to speak here?
Yes, Gabriel, if you can please proceed to the lectern and you have 3 minutes to address the commission.
Thank you.
We have to, oh, there we go. Hi again. Long time no see. Now that staff has successfully killed our best opportunity to address anti-Semitism, it's incumbent upon us, this commission and the Sunnyvale community in general, to prevent staff from further sweeping anti-Semitism under the broader equity rug in this community needs assessment. We've lost the institutional benefit of a bureaucratic mandate to consider Jews' experiences. You'll notice that none of the organizations, I think you probably picked up on this, none of the organizations or groups that staff mentioned are Jewish or Israeli. Furthermore, census data don't accurately count the Jewish community. For example, am a Jewish atheist, but my census data don't capture my Jewishness because of the way the census, because of the particulars and the nuances of how the census defines its demographic categories across the different axes. Judaism is not purely a religion. We're more of an ethnic minority, though these distinctions are often hotly debated. Point being, the so-called like the interfaith doesn't really capture it, doesn't really count in this sense, as important as those discussions are. I want to point out this is precisely how Jews are typically erased in a boring way, so to speak, in a bureaucratic, boring way. In these sorts of equity studies, Sunnyvale must be better. We can figure out what the best procedural mechanism is. Perhaps it's
Making one of the six focus groups consists of representatives of local Jewish organizations, or perhaps it's a requirement in the final study document that it include a substantial section that's dedicated to discussion of the hatred that Jews face in Sunnyvale. But it needs to be written in official policy or procedure somewhere that the Jewish community will be represented in this community needs assessment, and not lumped in as part of some broader, you know, community discussion that doesn't have a procedural requirement that Jews be a focus of it. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any remote speakers?
No, Vice Chair, we do not have any remote speakers.
Okay. I will now close public hearing, and my agenda does not have us having any motions on this section, but should we be having any motions on this section? Yes. No.
It's just a presentation.
Okay. Okay. So the next agenda item, the next portion of the agenda is for oral reports and announcements by commissioners and staff to share information. Do commissioners have any non-agenda items or comments? Actually, can I double check process question? After we close public hearing, we cannot have any further discussion as a commission. Is that how that works?
For the public hearing
recent agenda item.
Well, I'm assuming that we move already to the next agenda point, so I would say no.
Okay. Okay. So do commissioners have any non-agenda items or comments? Okay, none. Staff, do you have any non-agenda items or comments?
Not Vice Chair.
Okay, thank you, everybody. So the meeting is adjourned at 9:16 p.m. and I want to thank everybody for your participation tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.